Reading is from 1 Timothy chapter 3, which can be found on page 1192. Here is a trustworthy saying. If anyone sets his heart on being an overseer, he desires a noble task. Now the overseer must be above reproach, the husband of one wife, temperate, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not given to drunkenness, not violent but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money. He must manage his own family well and see that his children obey him with proper respect. If anyone does not know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of God's church? He must not be a recent convert, or he may become conceited and fall under the same judgment as the devil. He must also have a good reputation with outsiders, so that he will not fall into disgrace and into the devil's trap. Deacons, likewise, are to be men of worthy of respect, sincere, not indulging in much wine, and not pursuing dishonest gain. They must keep hold of the deep truths of the faith with a clear conscience. They must first be tested, and then, if there is nothing against them, let them serve as deacons. In the same way, their wives are to be women worthy of respect, not malicious talkers, but temperate and trustworthy in everything. A deacon must be the husband of but one wife, and must manage his children and his household well. Those who have served well gain an excellent standing and great assurance in their faith in Christ Jesus. Although I hope to come to you soon, I am writing you these instructions so that if I am delayed, you will know how people ought to conduct themselves in God's household, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and foundation of the truth. Beyond all question, the mystery of godliness is great. He appeared in a body, was vindicated by the Spirit, was seen by angels, was preached among the nations, was believed on in the world, was taken up in glory. This is the word of the Lord.
Good morning. Let's just pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. I thank you the sun is out. And Lord, you are keen to talk to us this morning. We thank you as a father, you want to bless your children and encourage us. And so we just say we're open to hearing your voice this morning. Would you speak to us, God? Build us up and send us out. Amen. Well, for those that don't know me, my name is Rich, and I am the minister in training here at St. Mary's. So it's a real pleasure to be able to speak to you once again from the book of 1 Timothy. We've been looking over the past few weeks at this book, and we're going chapter by chapter. So we've had two chapters so far, and we're in chapter 3 this morning. And this morning we are looking at this chapter that's all about the characteristics and the attributes of good leaders. This letter is written by Paul, the Apostle Paul, to Timothy, who was a leader with Paul. And someone has once likened Paul and Timothy as like Batman and Robin. And if you'd imagine this letter is being written from Batman to Robin, encouraging him how to combat the difficult scenarios and situations that he will face. And in this chapter, we're looking at how to grow and develop good leaders in the church. Simon gave this talk the title, Leading by Example. And I have to say, I feel a bit of a fraud speaking from this passage. Now, it's got some very challenging aspects to it, but particularly for me, the verses that talk about managing your own family well and seeing that your children obey you. How can anyone lead a church if their children do not obey them? Yes. So thank you, Simon. I would love to tell you that in our house, we hear the words, "Yes, Daddy, of course I'll go and tidy my toys away. And then maybe I'll show you how good I am at brushing my teeth." The reality is, I hear the words, "No," a lot, often followed by... And how I love them. I was discussing how inadequate I felt about preaching to you this morning on this passage with a friend who suggested maybe we could rank the families in order of how good they are at managing their children. So bottom of the list we have... See all the parents on the edge of their seats. I don't think that would be wise, but... I did say to God, "You've got to help me, Lord. How can I preach about this to people, knowing full well it's not a reality?" And he said, "It's okay. I don't want you to speak as an expert, but as a humble learner." You know, Martin Luther, great theologian, once said, "We are all mere beggars, showing other beggars where to find bread." I love that. We're just all beggars here this morning. And I'm just a beggar speaking to another beggar, saying, I found some bread. As I said a few weeks ago when we opened the series on 1 Timothy, Paul talks a lot about grace. And we read this passage this morning in the context of God's grace. Grace finds a beggar and makes them an heir of the kingdom of God. So, all that said, let's start with verse 1, which is quite a good verse. So we have the first slide up, if that's okay. It says, verse 1, "Here is a trustworthy saying, whoever aspires to be a leader... an overseer desires a noble task." Now, in this context, an overseer is a bit like a vicar or a bishop, someone who has the office, the role of overseeing the local church. And this particular church in Ephesus, which is modern-day Turkey, was a particularly large church. And Paul is saying that this office, this task, this role... anyone who wants to be a leader, an overseer, desires a noble task. Now, this task is not noble because of the prominence it gives the leader. But it's noble because the leader gives their life to serve a prominent God. Many will have heard of the missionary Hudson Taylor. Give a hand up if you've heard of Hudson Taylor, just so I know. Okay, a few of you. So he was a missionary to China, and he shared the gospel with thousands of people and set up an amazing missionary organization. And he was once invited to speak at a service in another country and was introduced as Hudson Taylor, our illustrious guest. And it is said that Taylor stood there quietly for a moment, and then opened his message by saying, "Dear friends, I am only the little servant of an illustrious maker." Many of you here know